Okay, good morning, Risha. How are you?
Good morning, Neha. I'm good.
So thank you so much for agreeing to be part of this discussion. And just wanted to inform you, while whatever we discuss, of course, will be confidential. However, for coaches to learn from each other, we do record this discussion. So I hope you are comfortable with that.
Absolutely, Neha. I'm comfortable.
Okay, great. So what would you like to talk about today?
Okay, before we dive into, some of my current challenges, which we want to discuss today, I want to share a little bit about myself, just
Sure.
for you to understand me. So punctuality is a core value I have inherited from my father, and it has strongly shaped both my personal and professional front, So with over 20 years of experience in HR, I have earned this reputation of being a respected leader, especially in terms from the team as well as the organization on my commitment, discipline, systemic approach, punctuality. And punctuality matters most to me. So I will say that, however, this strength I see as a strength also becomes sometimes a challenge when others don't follow through on timelines or fail to communicate delays. I tend to become judgmental sometimes and, form an opinion about somebody very soon. Well, it's not only from the professional side. In the personal side too, I will say I'm hell-bent on time management or punctuality in all the aspect of life. This leads to frustration, which tends to get into anger management, anxiety, stress, ultimately affecting my health and my tolerance level. So I'm ready to talk about this today.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I must acknowledge that you giving me this background has really helped me. So let me just share what I hear you say. So I hear you say that you are someone who has been shaped by your father raising you with a lot of punctuality, and that's become part of who you are. You are someone who believes in discipline. You are someone who believes that punctuality is not only your strength at work, where you have a strong follow through, but you also hold people accountable. It forms your opinion. It sort of defines who you are. And also on the personal side, punctuality is something which is very important to you. However, I also hear you talk about certain situations where it might frustrate you at times, or it might tend to make you anxious or angry when people do not follow through on the punctuality piece, or whatever they have committed in terms of time, they don't follow through. So this is what I also hear you say. So tell me more about what is the change that you want to bring about in this whole piece of punctuality, because I know you're raising it because you want to bring about some change. So, what is the change that you want to bring about in this whole scenario?
Okay, so the change which I am looking at currently today is that I don't want to get affected by this whole, people not adhering to the punctuality or the time management, but yet I gave a strong message that, I don't want to get away also saying that you can get away with non-time adherence. So I think I really want to work upon the effect, the impact which gets onto me on a later stage, which leads to stress, anxiety. I will not say anger. I'm trying to control on that. But this is what, I will like to change in myself. But yes, as it's a very core value to me, I don't want to change that. Okay, delay is accepted. If you're not punctual on your delivery, oh, this is accepted. That I don't want to. But I want to change myself, the impact piece.
So what I hear you say is that you do not want to get affected by other people's lack of punctuality. That is one thing. You want to learn how to hold on to this value, which is important to you. You consider it as a core value. But you don't want to get it to that stage where if it's not followed, there's anxiety, there's stress. You want to learn to manage that better. And you want to also make your stand clear that delays are not accepted. If you're working with me or you're dealing with me, you have to be punctual. So seems like you're wondering How do you manage the whole piece if someone is not punctual? And how do you manage yourself when it is not followed through, in a sense?
Yeah.
That's the bit that you want to work
Yes.
on.
Yes.
So tell me more when you're talking about managing this better while also holding on to this core value. What does that mean for you?
And see again, it's about delivering on time. It's about, for me, that person becomes, on time. It's the right person, committed person, respecting my time. I'm building the trust on the person. And it matters, and that's what it all means about. You follow a time through, you bring the delivery on time, your personal space, the family is following the time through, you're going on time, and there's no stress about it. So definitely that's what I mean. Everything falls in place, everything is done on a time. I don't stress about anything. That's why it means a lot to me.
So what I hear you say is you want to manage this habit of yours in terms of being punctual and timely in a more positive way
Yes,
in terms of
absolutely.
your responses to people when they don't follow through, in terms of managing your own stress levels when they don't follow through.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So what would you like to explore in today's conversation and some of the future conversations that, okay, this is one or two things that I'd like to focus on?
Well, the impact piece, the effect piece, that it should not affect me as a person that. Because this all leads to a different situation, which where I become reactive, and I don't want to be get affected by the whole situation if a person is not following through. Plus, I also want to respect the other person's the whole behavior piece. So I really want to work upon my not getting impact with this whole situation.
And when you say not getting impacted, how does that show up for you? What does that mean for you?
Let's not get bothered so much. I mean, why do I get bothered so much about it? Keep my patience there, and let not the negative feelings come about it, and still understand the positivity aspect, plus be more empathetic towards the person's that situation which is happening.
So I hear you use some powerful words like being more empathetic and being more patient and also dealing with the situation in a positive way.
Yeah.
Right? Why are these things important for you now?
Now I'm seeing because it's becoming a little as a personality, this aspect becomes sometimes very much crucial in the relationships, be it professional, be it personal. So I want to maintain those relationship in a better way so that I don't break the respect of people or respect of stakeholders. That's why it's very important for me.
So I hear you say that all of this will lead to you respecting people better and also them respecting you because you're managing to hold
Yes.
on to your patience and composure and, also coming across as someone who is empathetic. So what is becoming clearer now in order for you to become more patient and empathetic in certain situations where this is tested?
So it's clearly showing that I have to work on my style of dealing a situation.
And when you say you want to work on your style, what needs to shift in your current perspective?
That's a very good question. So definitely some things which I can control, I can work upon. Some things which I can't control, I cannot do anything about it. So that's the shift which I want to see right now, that let's work on the things which I can control. Let's work on something which is impacting me.
I think you said something very powerful, Risha. You want to differentiate between what is in your control and what is not in your control. And whatever is in your control, you want to, of course, manage that better. But you also want to show up for when things are not in your control in a more graceful way, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
So for you to do that, what needs your attention now?
They just don't react, don't get into this negative fold. I'll stop myself in thinking Why is this person behaving in a certain way? Those 5 minutes, why the person cannot adhere it? I will focus on myself, breathe in, breathe out for a moment, and give attention to my details rather than others.
I hear you say that you want to gradually shift your focus from others to yourself in such a situation,
Yes,
which
Neha.
means taking a pause, which means doing some breathing, reflecting on yourself rather than overthinking or thinking about what that other person is doing. And can I ask you what will enable you to get there?
I think again the same thing. I have to work on myself more. I have to work on my reactivity more. I really have to take this pause because I just don't want to jump into conclusion saying that, oh, that person is not great, you know. So I want to take a momentary pause there. I have to really work on this.
So for you to pause, for you to manage your reactivity, and for you to not jump to a conclusion about the other person, what is becoming clearer?
Yeah, it looks like that I have to work on my self-control more. You know, it's,
Self-control.
yeah.
And for you to work on your self-control, what would be some of the actions that you think would be useful for you?
Okay, so some of the actions immediately can be that, first of all, understand the situation, right? Look at how I can further think of not judging the person. Take a pause for a moment. That might be some situation might have not gone well with the person. So some of the list which I can prepare, that one, two, three, I have to go with those things and think around or think aloud, you know, that it might happen, it might happen, and let's not trigger myself in a certain way. So I want to prepare a list where I should understand the other person's situation in a certain way.
So I hear you saying something where you want to prepare yourself better when there are situations like this.
Yeah.
And for you to do that preparation, you want to make a list of things, like almost like a checklist that, what are my triggers in a situation like that? How
Yep.
do I manage that better? How do I understand the other person's perspective? Okay, if they are here,
Absolutely.
there is something behind that. How do I make sure I don't judge the person? And how do I deal with this whole thing packaged positively? Because ultimately, I'm dealing with them.
Yes.
So, what resources do you think I could help you with, or anything in our conversations? What do you think would be helpful for you?
I think Neha, after talking to you a little while here now, I would like you to prepare that list along with me, you know, so that because you know me now, so let's together prepare maybe in the next session or something, a list of triggers which I should not be getting into. So I think that will help me a lot.
Yeah, I think just having that list as a checklist, maybe you can start and I can help you with that and we can take it forward.
Sure.
What else do you need to be accountable for this shift that you want to make of being
I
more
think,
patient
yeah.
and empathetic? So
Yeah.
there's clearly a shift. So what would make you more accountable?
So I think I have to create one partner at home who can keep a check saying that no, or give some action or something hand movement saying that here where you're going wrong. So I have to make a partner in a crime along with my thoughts. So that I think I can do at home as well as here in my professional life too.
So, sort of like having an accountability partner or someone to spot
Yes, spot
your
my
behaviors.
triggers. Yes.
And is there anything else that you will do personally to be more accountable for this?
Yeah, why not we meet after a month, you know, just to see at a situation, look into it. You can tell me that, yeah, here's where you are going right and where am I triggering my thoughts back to frustration and all. So I think that will further give me an accountability.
Right. So maybe make some notes also, make some observations, and we can discuss them in detail and we meet
Sure,
next. Yeah.
definitely.
So are you okay now to close the session? Do you feel comfortable or you want to still discuss something more?
No, it's great. I think some things are becoming clearer for me now, you know. It's, I think, Definitely, we can further discuss in the later stage.
Okay. So let's close this session.
Sure.
Let's plan to meet up again in a month or so. I'll send.
Definitely, Neha. Thanks a lot for taking it up.
Thank you so much, Risha.
Thank
Thanks.
you, Neha.